This is Dave Julian. I'm the director of the OSD Office of Personal Finance. My office at the Department of Defense is responsible for financial education and literacy of all troops and families. It's great that we're talking about single service members and finances today because, rightfully so, we devote a lot of resources and a lot of attention to our married service members, and again, for all the right reasons, but we can't forget about our single service members. They're basically half the force, and they have some unique challenges being single. First and foremost, our young single service members may not have all the financial tools to begin with to make wise financial decisions in all cases. As a country, we don't have a very robust financial education curriculum in our schools. So many times the folks coming into the military may not have been exposed to the right financial education or the right financial behaviors. So that's why the military takes it very seriously to provide this kind of education to take advantage of. The things to keep in mind are, and get this in early, is to have a plan, something that'll help you manage your money. You know, for many single service members, they're getting a paycheck, a steady paycheck for the first time. So it's important they do the right things with it. Things like paying yourself first mean that, you know, every month when you get your paycheck, treat paying into savings like you would a bill, something you got to do that you'll do automatically, and then you won't miss it. And making sure you're saving for both short-term and long-term goals. And again, all this folds into a financial plan that they can start by sitting down with a personal financial manager at their installation if they're near one, or they can even call Military OneSource and talk to a financial consultant. They get them started on a spending plan. You know, we don't say budget anymore for the most part because people don't get excited about the word budget, just like they don't get excited about the word diet. But people get excited about the word spending plan and eating plan, so we like to call it a spending plan. That kind of plan will allow them to see exactly how much money they've got coming in and where it needs to go, and it also takes into account saving and for both emergencies and both long-term goals. Especially when service members are young, that's the best time to invest. They've got time on their side. So if they get involved in certain savings vehicles that we've got available through the military, like the Thrift Savings Plan, or if they're deployers, the Savings Deposit Program, when you're young, that is the time to invest because you've got such an advantage over somebody who starts later. If you're 18, 19, you've got such an advantage over somebody who's starting to invest at 29 or 30. So that's what we're trying to emphasize there. We take financial education very seriously in the military, which is why we have many, many resources available. I've already talked to the fact you can go to your family center and talk to a personal financial manager who's that expert on that base for educational purposes, and they can even provide counseling on any issue under the sun. But again, you can also call Military OneSource and talk to a financial consultant. Again, both those avenues are free of charge, and if one of our great military benefits is that you do have access to these types of resources. Understanding military pay is sometimes a challenge for single service members because, you know, they haven't seen a leave and earning statement until they came in the military, and sometimes those can be somewhat confusing. But luckily, there are a lot of resources available to help them understand what that LAS says and the type of information contained inside it. You can go to your military services website. Chances are in the financial section they've got tutorials or resources there to help you understand what's on an LAS. You can go to the DFAS MyPay website, which I'm sure all service members know how to get to, and there's a tutorial there on how to understand what the different parts of an LAS are. And again, what's important about that is it tells you what your pay is per month, what all your deductions are due to taxes or allotments you've got. It also can tell you what your leave balance is, which is very important. And one thing that all service members hear from the day one is that their pay is their responsibility. So if they see any kind of discrepancy or any kind of problems or things that just don't look right, they should take that LAS to their personnel office or their disbursing office and get it taken care of. Again, that's their responsibility. Another key thing that that all service members, and maybe especially single service members, need to understand is that in conjunction with deployment, their pay will change. They most likely, if they're going to a combat zone, they'll get imminent danger pay. They will get combat zone tax exclusion benefits, which basically means their entire military paycheck will be tax-free. And so many service members will see a step increase in their pay when they deploy. They need to understand what those changes will be and when they'll kick in. Try not to increase your spending habits to accommodate the increase in money you've got. It's much harder to ramp down spending than it is to ramp up spending. Also, again, single service members have the unique challenge that, you know, when they deploy or go off on a mission away from home base, they have to make sure their stuff is taken care of, their car, their boat if they've got one, their apartment, their house if they've got one. They may want to look into things like online bill pay. That allows you to monitor your finances remotely. And if you are actually in theater too, you could even set up automatic bill pay online, which, you know, if you have a plan, You can actually see how much money you've got going and automatically set up payments so that your bills are taken care of, kind of sight unseen and hands off. Attend any and all pre-deployment briefings that your unit, that your base offers, because they will bring all the experts in that you need to talk to, including the personal financial managers, including the legal services offices and all the other folks, for one-stop shopping on getting all those pre-deployment preps taken care of. Now, pitfalls and traps to avoid. Our single service members, for the most part, are young. They're getting that steady paycheck for the first time, possibly. There is a temptation. You see it in the media every day. You know, you got to have stuff. You got to live the life. You've got to basically have a certain persona, and it's represented by what you have. You know, we've got to resist that. Our service members are too important to us. Their jobs are too important. So that's why we have educational programs to help them understand good financial behavior. I'm not saying that the service members don't have the right to enjoy their money. Of course they do. They've worked very hard for it. They have the right to spend it. It's their money. All we're talking about is making sure they're spending it the right way and wisely. You know, if you're going to buy a car, make sure you've researched it. Make sure you've done the research so you understand and you've cost compared. You've gotten the best loan you can. You've read the contract over very closely. Maybe you've had some assistance. You've taken it to your chain of command. You've taken it to the legal services office. They've looked it over and make sure it's okay. Service members have so many resources at their disposal to make sure they make a wise financial decision until they kind of get those skills built up in themselves. The resources that are available to our single service members and to all service members are, well, first of all, their chain of command. Their chain of command is there to support them. And so if they have any issues at all, they can consult their chain, who can make referrals or just basically take on the issue and work it at that level. They can go on their military installation to their family center and talk to their personal financial manager, again, for counseling, for resources and referrals on any issue under the sun. If they've got a question on how to buy a car, insurance essentials, how to understand a credit report, their personal financial manager can help. And of course, if they can't make it to the installation or they're not near an installation to talk to the personal financial manager, they can always call Military OneSource, which has a whole host of resources. If they call Military OneSource, the number is 1-800-342-9647. They can call it 24/7, 365. They'll always talk to a person and be connected to the resources they need. If it's easier for them to go online, then go to www.militaryonesource.com. There are podcasts, there are DVDs, there are CDs. There are calculators they can research and use. There are articles, again, on any issue under the sun, any question they may have financially. So those are the resources. And again, the messages for the single service members is that, hey, you're young, you're just starting out. Start those good financial habits to do the right things with your money and make it start working for you. The military has a saying that the personal financial readiness of our service members equates to mission readiness. The military wants their service members and families to be successful. So they want to provide them resources that they can take advantage of to be just that, a success.